Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the third day of Nisan Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Nazir Perek Sheni Mishnah Hay. When a Nazir completes his Nazirathood in a state of purity, he has to bring, at the completion of his Nazirathood, three karbonas, a chatos, sin offering, an oila, and a shlamim. And he shaves his hair, megaleach. We call this tiglachas. And the karbonas that are brought with this haircut or accompanied by this haircut are called the karbonas of the tiglachas. And sometimes, just for short, we call it the tiglachas. We mean the karbonas that are associated with the tiglachas that he brings on the day of his haircut. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when a person declares that he wants to be a Nazir, which means he has to go through the whole period of the Nazirathood and bring the Kabbonis. But he also made a vow or made a neder to offer to bring the Kabbonis of another Nazir. Let's have a look at the Mishnah. Mishnah Hay. A person who says, Harini Nazir, I take upon myself to be a Nazir, V'olai legaleach Nazir, and in addition, I take upon myself to bring the Kabbonis of another Nazir. As we said before, even though the word legalech literally means to shave the nazir, it doesn't mean that. It means to bring the karbonis of another nazir. B'shama chaveroi, and his friend hears him say that, and he gets excited, and he says, V'amar, V'ani, and I'm the same. I want to be a nazir, V'alai legalech nazir, and I also want to take upon myself to bring the karbonis of another nazir. Now, imho yupikrim, if these fellows were clever enough, they could get out of their neder, or they could fulfill their neder, by simply megalchim zeze. Each one brings the karbonos of the haircut for the other. So each one has done a nezirutud, and if someone else brings a korban for them, then they're yoitza. So Reuven brings it for Shimon, Shimon brings it for Reuven, and they've each one have accomplished two things. They both accomplished the two nedarim of number one making themselves a nazir, which they've done, and number two bringing the karbonis for someone else by the other fellow. Each one doing it for the other fellow, so they end up in only having to pay for one set of karbonis. Simply by bringing it for the other fellow, they've satisfied their din of a nazir, but they've also satisfied the second neder that they said they'll promise to bring for someone else. V'im lav, but if they were not smart enough to offer karbonis for each other, megalchim nazir mecherim, then they have to go and search out for some other nazir, and they will not fulfill their double-barreled vow until they actually bring two sets of karbonis, one for their own haircut and one for the karbonis, so that they will seek another nazir. Mishnah Vav. Amish is going to talk about, again, a person who makes a neder to bring karbonis for someone else, for another nazir, but there is a difference in how he expresses his vow. Now, we're going to talk about where he only wants to bring half the karbonis of a nazir. So, if he says, Chatzi karbonis nazir alai, I take upon myself to bring half the karbonis of a nazir, then that's all he has to do. He brings chatzi, half, the karbonis of any nazir that there is. That nazir will have to complete the other half and pay for it himself, the other half of his karbonis. But that's if he says, chatzi karbonis nazir. That means half the karbonis of a nazir. But if he says, karbonis chatzi nazir, if he says the other way around, I offer to bring the karbonis of half a nazir, then he has to bring the full set of karbonis. Why? Because there's no such thing as half a nazir. Yes, there is half of the karbonis of a nazir, but not half a nazir. And if he says that, he has to bring the karbonis completely of a nazir, of a full, the full karbonis that the nazir has to bring accompanying his haircut, accompanying his tiglachas. Now, that's according to all opinions. However, what our Mishnah is going to have a machlokes, a debate about between Rabbeinu and the Chachamim, is where he did not say the word karbonis at all. He just said, Hare olai legaleach chatzi nazir. What is the halacha? Do we compare that to the case of karbonis chatzi nazir? and then there's no such thing as half a nazir, do we say no, it's compared to chatzi karbanis nazir? Let's have a look. Says the Mishnah in Mishnah Vav. Harei alai legalei chatzi nazir. Person who makes a vow, I want to take upon myself to bring the karbanis of the haircut of half a nazir. Roshama chavera, his friend hears it, v'amar, and he says, v'ani alai legalei chatzi nazir. And I also want to take upon myself to offer to bring the karbanis associated with the haircut of half a nazir. Zemegalech nazir shalim, nazir shalim, v'zemegalech nazir shalim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that each one of them will have to bring the karbonis for a full of the full set of karbonis of a nazir. Why? Because he holds that once the fellow started saying the word hare, or each one said hare olai legaleach, soon as those three words, by saying hare olai legaleach, I take upon myself to do the haircut to bring the karbonis, that's already meaning the full set of karbonis. Now, when he adds the next two words, chatzi nazir, that's taking away from what he previously said, and he can't do that. When it comes to declarations of hekdesh or nazir, we say you can't change your mind, you can't even take back what you said, even tochid adibur, even within the time it takes to say shamalecha rabbi, doesn't matter. He can't change his words. The declaration, harei alai legalech, already imposes upon him the obligation of bringing karbonis, the full set of a nazir. However, tvois loshen rishon, it means we grab the first part of the expression. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim argue, and they say no. Zemegalei chatzi nazir, v'zemegalei chatzi nazir. Each one of the people making the vow will bring half the karbonis of a nazir, because we have here what's called the neder, the vow, but it's opening with it, which means the end of the statement of the person making the vow is simply explaining what he meant in the beginning. It's as if he said, "Hare olai machtzis tiglach deshanos." It's as if he said, "I take upon myself to bring half the karbanos of the haircut of a nazir." It's and therefore it's compared to the case of chatzi karbanos nazir olai, where everyone agrees you'd give only half the karbanos of a nazir. What remains to be understood, however, is why does the Mishnah have to complicate the case with saying that the friend heard it and he said va'ani and I will also have to bring chatzi nazir? I mean, that doesn't seem to be so relevant to the machlokes of the chachamim. Could have easily just been a case when one person on his own says he makes a neder legaleya chatzi nazir. What does that expression mean? Indeed, according to Tosfos, they say that it's extra. The Mishnah didn't have to say this. Maybe it's just like the previous Mishnah. But for the purpose of the machlokes of the chachamim, it could have just as easily have said one person alone made such a neder, and it doesn't mean the whole set or half the set. Now that could be the machlokes. However, the Tosfos Yomtov brings down in his Pirush Mishnayos that according to one version, according to one lashon in Rashi, the machlokes of the chachamim in our Mishnah is if a nazir can fulfill his duty with the karbonis of these two people. And if that's the case, then it's not for nothing that the Mishnah says v'shama chaveroi, etc., and his friend heard it, because it's a unique case that in this situation, when the two of them make this, one person says it, and the other person says likewise, then there seems to be that machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Anyway, it's interesting to note machlokes as to whether that's essential for our Mishnah or not.